Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Get in here now. We're talking some food-related stuff if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. And, yeah, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's Monday morning, and he always does that. And it's brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. We thank everybody at Gale Street Inn for being awesome. Check out galestreet.com. Okay, we are talking about food. Before we get into that, though, I want to plug my my upcoming film club. It's a special event. You know, I have my monthly film club screenings, and this one is on Tuesday, August 8th, and it's a great one. We're going to be showing the classic 80s comedy, Revenge of the Nerds. And the cool thing is Curtis Armstrong, the actor who played Booger, everybody's favorite nerd, is going to be there live. He's going to be at the theater to introduce the movie. He'll do a Q&A afterwards. We'll do a Q&A afterwards. And then he's got a new book called Revenge of the Nerd, a memoir, which I'm currently reading, and it's great. And he will have those books on sale at the theater, and he will sign them and take pictures with you and all kinds of cool stuff. So you want to meet Curtis Armstrong, Booger, Curtis Armstrong from Risky Business and Better Off Dead, One Crazy Summer, the TV series Moonlighting. He was in the movie Ray. He's a terrific actor, a great character actor, and a very funny guy. And he's going to be there live to introduce the movie. It's only $14 to get in. Parking and popcorn are free. And, yeah, so it's Revenge of the Nerds on the big screen. Show up at 7, have some dinner and in the restaurant, and then at 8 o'clock, Curtis Armstrong will introduce the movie. We will watch it, and then afterwards, Curtis Armstrong will be there for a Q&A and a book signing and some picture-taking and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to be there live, and this is going to be awesome. So get your tickets now. Reserve your tickets now at amctheaters.com or fandango.com. Go to the seating chart, pick the seats that you want, and they'll be waiting for you that night. And then come on out, see Revenge of the Nerds, laugh and have a great time, eat some free popcorn, and meet Booger himself, Curtis Armstrong. So a very exciting night, and we're going to have a great time. So it's Tuesday, August 8th, Revenge of the Nerds with Curtis Armstrong live there. So get your tickets now, fandango.com or amctheaters.com. All right, cool. Hey, by the way, I watched Revenge of the Nerds over the weekend because I hadn't seen it in over 20 years. And, you know, I just wanted to refresh my memory and watch. I like to watch the movies before my screening just to, you know, to get my mind all ready for it and to learn some stuff about it and, you know, do some research so that the Q&A and stuff afterwards is a lot of fun. So I watched it, and I've not seen Revenge of the Nerds in many, it's got to be over 20 years since I've seen it. First of all, I forgot how politically incorrect it is. Completely forgot about that. Secondly, I also forgot Curtis Armstrong is the funniest thing in the movie. And the movie's very funny. And by the way, do you remember, Dan, James Cromwell plays Robert Carradine's dork father?
Oh, yeah.
And he's billed as Jamie Cromwell. Which is, I just did like, what? But it's a really, it's a weird, and Donald Gibb, who plays Ogre, is just ridiculous in it. John Goodman, fantastic as the football coach. It's very funny. Ted McGinley, the guy who kills every TV series. Whenever you see Ted McGinley show up on a TV series, it's on its last legs. He's funny in it. And of course, Robert Carradine and Anthony Edwards, both great in it. But I'm telling you, the funniest stuff in the movie belongs to Curtis Armstrong. Vic, when was the last time you saw Revenge of the Nerds?
Ooh, man, it's been a while, but I'm going to watch it before, obviously, your screening.
Yeah.
But
you're coming out.
I think he's one of the best in almost everything he does.
Yeah.
He's just, like I said, he's something about him. He's just very unique.
He's great.
In his delivery of the lines, and he's just one of those actors.
And his book is very entertaining.
I kind of want an early copy. So I can,
well, you can pick,
you know what I mean? Or maybe
you can
read
yours.
Pick
it, you can pick it up at the screening.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to read it before the screening.
Oh.
But if you finish.
Okay.
Maybe leave it on your desk and I'll pick it up. I don't know if it's like on
I'm going to get it signed by Curtis, so that's for sure. But he's going to be at the Flashback weekend, all weekend, and he's going to be kind enough to stay a couple of extra days just to be at our screening.
That's really nice.
Yeah, he's going to be at Flashback all weekend, August 4th through the 6th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you've not seen it in a long time, everything he says in the movie is funny. Like, he's got the big... Curtis Armstrong as Booger in Revenge of the Nerds, the biggest laughs consistently come from him.
Yeah.
In that movie. I mean, it's hysterical. And I had forgot some of the dialogue. I was watching it Saturday night, and I was howling. I had forgotten some of the stuff. I hadn't seen it in such a long time.
There are a lot of scenes I've forgotten that I'm remembering just now talking about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the movie where he does this? Yeah. At the end of the movie, where he basically locks up the win for the nerds by a long belt,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, yeah. It's not at the end of the movie. Yeah.
But he doesn't even say anything in that scene, and it's hilarious with his facial expressions.
It's like a 45-second burp.
And, you know, you're an adult, and you're like, oh, he's burping. But 10 seconds into it,
yeah,
you just start laughing, and it ends up a rolling thunder.
Here's another thing. His T-shirts in that movie, because he wears they're hilarious.
Don't even recall.
No, his T-shirts, they have, like, sayings on them. Oh, my God, so funny. So funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Esmeralda, when was the last time you saw Revenge of the Nerds?
Had to be a few years.
Yeah. Booger is the funniest thing in the movie. I had totally forgotten about it. I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to watch it again. It'll be nice to have Curtis Armstrong there. Curtis Armstrong, we're going to have the funniest guy from the movie there.
I'm excited.
There are certain lines of dialogue that I can't say on the air. That he has that are just killer. I mean, and I'd forgotten them. And these were lines hey, listen, my late buddy Joe loved Revenge of the Nerds. And we saw it the summer it came out. We probably saw it in the theater 15 times. And there were quotes that we would throw back and forth that I completely forgot about. And all of them are Curtis Armstrong lines. It's just going to be a blast, man. So get your tickets now. It's only $14, parking, popcorn free. You get to meet Curtis Armstrong, get a book, have it signed, and then he'll do the Q&A, tell you all kinds of behind-the-scenes stories about the movies and all kinds of cool stuff. So I'm just excited because he's Miles from Risky Business. I love him in that movie. You know, every once in a while you got to say what the blank. That's him, man. I got a trig midterm in the morning, and I'm being chased by Guido the Killer Pimp. That's Curtis Armstrong, man. Yeah.